Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. There are a couple of times, probably a week, that I get a call from someone who says that they feel like they have been mistreated or abused or controlled or manipulated by someone who they went to for help. I'm talking specifically about people who have gone to coaches, to people who call themselves healers, to also licensed professionals who are therapists, social workers, sometimes even psychiatrists. And it's very worrisome to me. What's equally worrisome to me is how few safeguards there are. And I think for a lot of people who do this, who control other people in this way, they know there are so few safeguards. There are issues that people have had when they've contacted the boards that oversee these people, these licenses, if they are licensed. And the board really is ill-equipped to know how to handle these situations. And so they haven't gotten recourse because they can't seem to prove it. The idea of coercive control, the idea of manipulation, emotional manipulation, that makes it so difficult is that there aren't necessarily chains on someone and you won't see the chains sort of on their mind. And how do they prove it? They won't see necessarily a lock on the door, but the person still feels that they can never leave this situation. Very similar to being in a controlling organization or in a controlling relationship where people are asked, well, why did you stay? And there are so many reasons that people stay, but especially if you're finally going to someone who says that they can help you, or you've gotten the confidence or the nerve to be able to reach out for help and get some help finally with something that's been bothering you. There are times that it is really buyer beware and you really need to do your research. And there's some very important things to watch out for. And I say this knowing that, again, this can happen with people in unregulated fields, like with coaching and unregulated field of people who, again, call themselves healers. And that no one's really watching over what they're doing. No one's really making sure that what they're doing is following a certain protocol. But same thing with people who are licensed, who are very clever at having what they do that is detrimental, that is harmful, fly under the radar, where like the Board of Behavioral Science just doesn't quite know how to address it. And I say that knowing that I've had a lot of people who have contacted them and there's nothing that's done. And so I really want you to be aware of what to watch out for. And I want you to be able to be safe, especially in your pursuit of getting help. It would be like going to a doctor who gives you some sort of medicine that creates a worse impact on your body. And that doctor doesn't apologize, doesn't take responsibility. And when you contact a medical board, they say, well, you know, you were told ahead of time, really, that maybe this medicine might not have been good for you, and you probably signed something that gave the doctor permission. They sort of dismiss it. Not always, but it does happen. And so I want you to know that if you're with any kind of professional who's doing something to you, and you can tell that it's making you worse, not better, and their response to that is to judge you or to blame you or to give you more of the same, like a doctor who's giving you medicine and it's creating a negative impact, if the side effect is hurting you, a doctor is not supposed to say, well, then just take more medicine. Take more of what I'm giving you. A doctor should say, let's find something else. Let's put you on a better course and take you off this right away.